sowing to the Spirit and reaping of the Spirit. I really appreciated the message this morning and the power of the Spirit. That was tremendous. And it's almost like I'm going to pick up where Brother Mark left, or I'm going to jump in the middle of it or something. I'm not for sure. I'd like for you to turn to Psalms chapter 80. Chapter 80. And we're going to think about the word quicken. Quicken. Because the Holy Spirit, one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to quicken. Okay, now hang with me here. The word quicken means literally to make alive. He says in Romans, he's going to quicken our bodies. Okay, our dead bodies. That's how he's going to get us out of the grave. He's going to make alive. And it means to revive. Okay? So, who needs to be revived? All of us. If we are in the middle of the greatest revival we've ever had in our lives, we need more. Never think that, well, I've never felt this close to God, and so surely I'm as close as I need to be. You'll never get there, okay, until you get on the other side. So, in chapter 80, the psalmist is reviewing the children of Israel, and he likens the children of Israel to a vine. Excuse me. And this vine was brought out of Egypt, he says, and it was planted in the promised land. And it just spread all over the mountains. It went everywhere. Just kind of like some kind of a weed we have, you know, that's not good. But this was good. It was really good. But then the children of Israel got indifferent. They got cold. They started being like those that surrounded them. They were, you know, just went on about life, really. And so then the vine started drying up. And it says, well, the animals came in and they ate the vine and such. And he's using this as an allegory of how God's people were and what happened. So the vine dried up. And so then he says in verse, well, like verse 16 is kind of an insight. It said, it's burned with fire, it's cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance, just at the way you look at us. And it's kind of interesting in verse 16. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Can you imagine looking upon God and God is not in a good mood? I could kind of tell often by my dad when I was younger, you know, the countenance on his face. You know, if he called me, Walter, come here. Okay, that's not good. Walter, come here. That's okay. Walter, pause, come here. Okay, this is not good. I can tell by the countenance of his face. He wasn't a happy camper. Well, he also tells us here, he asked God's face to shine upon us in this same chapter. Okay, but it says in verse 17, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, the one you have chosen, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. Look at this. Verse 18. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call on thy name. Turn again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. That's the opposite of that not very happy camper countenance. Okay, so I'm going to encourage you, I pray tonight, to allow the Holy Spirit to quicken you, to make you and me alive. I mean alive. Jesus said he has come that we might have life and that more abundantly. And we've been talking about, Mark has been sharing, I have, God is wanting us to move in the spirit realm. He wants us to live and move and have our being in the spirit realm. And so there's a reason. I want to give you some reasons why we need to have the Holy Spirit quicken us. We often reach out to the things of the world to quicken us. Often people will use alcohol. They'll use other drugs. They will use nice things. all kind of entertainment to quicken them, to stir themselves, to make them feel better. Okay, so he says, Lord, we won't go back on you. Quicken us, and we'll call upon thy name. If we can come to the place where he will quicken us, it will enable us to call on his name. This is a desire that he has. He wants us to be made alive, to be revived, to give us life, and that it be in the spirit realm. Okay, now then, go a few pages over to Psalms 119, and we're just going to follow some scriptures here for a moment. In Psalms 119, and verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Okay, nothing that the world has, that the secular life has, nothing that the secular life has can make you alive like the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, Jesus said, the Spirit is life. No, the Spirit is life. Hello, the Spirit is life. You know, when the Spirit leaves you, your body is dead. Your body is alive because of the Spirit. But He wants to use the Spirit. He wants to use our spirit that we have when we were conceived, and the Spirit that He gives us as children of His, when we become saved. He wants our spirit to bear witness with His Spirit. He said His Spirit will bear witness with us. So He wants to communicate with us from spirit to spirit. The natural man does not understand spiritual things. Many of you have been in foreign countries, and they talk to you, and you don't have a clue what they're saying. And you can't communicate with them because you don't know their language. Okay, so when we become a believer, He gives us His Spirit. Hello? He says He will. Okay, so He tells us here, He says, quicken me according to your word. It's the word, and Jesus says the word and the spirit, you can't separate them. Okay, I think that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. It's kind of like you read the word, it's kind of like getting CPR. Spiritual CPR, because it's life. It's life-giving. The word is life. He says, my word is life. And His Spirit. So we need to learn how to have God quicken our spirit. Now, it's always going to happen by the Word, according to the Word. So you cannot be quickened by the Spirit except it'd be a great mercy and miracle of God that He would do it without the Word. If you say, well, I'm just too busy to read or study the Word, friend, you will die. You will die. You may say, well, yeah, but I know it good. I have it memorized. You will die. You know, you can have a refrigerator full of food and die. Okay? And so having access to it doesn't mean it's going to help you. So he says, if you will quicken us, he said, according to your word. And look at verse 41. I'm sorry, verse 40. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts, or your thoughts, your judgments, your word. I have longed after your precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Revive me. Make me alive. Even if you're in the middle of your own personal revival, make me alive in thy righteousness. In other words, it's not your righteousness. I'm not going to be made alive because of what I do. It's what He does. This quickening is by the Spirit, and it's in the spirit realm. And then, while we're here in Psalm 119, look at verse 50. He said, this is my comfort in my affliction. Boy, do we need comfort when things are going bad. For thy word hath quickened me. Wow, the word. You can't get there without the word. We need to make a commitment that no matter what happens in our lives, we're going to stay in the Word. we're going to read the Word. We're going to challenge each other to stay in the Word. And without it, we will die. It is life. The Word is life. And we need it fresh. We need the Word to be fresh. The Word does have an expiration date for us. And it's at the end of the day. Okay? Tomorrow we need a fresh Word. Okay? And not just the Word. You need to pray. We need to pray. Say, God, show me what it is you want me to study. You know, Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. Well, if a person's going to be a mechanic, he probably needs to study mechanics. You know, whatever we're going to do, we need to study. What we need to study. And God wants us not just read the Word. He wants us to study the Word. So he said, thy Word hath quickened me. The Word will quicken us. The Word will make us alive. Alive. You can be a Christian and be dead.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, because we don't get the freshness of it. Okay? Okay, and then let's go over to verse 88. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. See, it's not because we are good. It's not because we're spiritual. It's not because we're not spiritual. Quicken me. Make me alive. Make me alive. Help me, Lord, to want this so badly. He said, because of your loving kindness. You know, it's kind of like a little two-year-old says to Daddy, can I have ice cream? And, you know, Daddy and the little two-year-old are, you know, out in the car someplace. They're driving and they're on their way home. Can I have ice cream cone? No, you can't have an ice cream cone. No, you'll spoil your lunch. Daddy, can I have an ice cream cone? I'm hungry. No, honey, you can't have an ice cream cone. I love you, Daddy. What flavor do you want? And so, that's what it is with God. And God, because of your loving kindness. And so we recognize that the quickening, the making alive of the Lord is not because of our goodness, it's because of His loving kindness. Okay, verse 149. Hear my voice unto the according unto the loving kindness, thy loving kindness, O Lord. Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. Hear me, Lord, according to your loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment or to the conclusion that you come to concerning me. Well, you've already buttered him up by saying, hear me according to your loving kindness. Now, Lord, would you give me a refreshing? Would you give me life, Lord God? And so, I want us to see, and there's so many verses like this, but I want us to see that this making alive is Him doing. It's not us, okay? It's Him doing it. Now, we know by His Word that it works. The Word works. And so you cannot do it without not just the Word, but a fresh Word. Okay, need a fresh Word. So do this according to your judgment, or what's your conclusion? Or you know this. So it's kind of like, God, look at this. You know this is right, God? and do that according to that, he says. A conclusion. Go in the New Testament, go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I want you to see this. And this kind of puts us in a position of you know, relying entirely upon God. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 13. I give thee charge in the sight of God. This is Paul writing to this young man, Timothy. I charge you in the name or in the sight of God who quickeneth all things. God quicken us. He is the one that does the quicken. He is the one that brings the life. Like we say, it's, you know, in Romans he says, even our dead bodies, when they're in the grave, God, by the Spirit, is going to quicken us. He's going to make us, who has turned to dust, come back to a human being. He's going to give us a new body, a spirit, a spiritual body. He's going to give us a spiritual body because it's a spiritual work. Now, we need to be quickened. Now, we know it's God that does it. It is God that does it. You can live out on an island and there's nobody there but you and God. You can be quickened. You can be in a crowded area of a big city and people all around you, and it's going to be God that's going to quicken you. Okay, so well, he tells this young man, Timothy, it's God that quickens all things. Timothy, you want to be quickened? It's God. It is God. It is God. It is God. You can't quicken yourself. You can't make yourself alive. You can't refresh yourself. It's God that does it. And sometimes we miss that, I think, so much because we rely on ourselves. You know, and we think, well, you know, I have read the Bible 4 hours today and I still don't feel quickened. Oh, well, you think you should be refreshed because you read the Bible 4 hours? Don't think so. No, ask Him. Ask Him to refresh you. Okay, so now then, go with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 5. This is so important. I mean, I know it's important not just because it's important. It's important for where we are as a congregation. Those who are streaming with us, please do not take this lightly. Okay, because God wants us to get this. Okay, He wants us to get this. He wants us to comprehend this. Okay, John chapter 5, and I want us to look let's start at verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. For what things soever He doth, these also doth the Father likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, showeth Him all things that Himself doth. And He will show Him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Okay, what's some greater works? He says, for, look at this verse 21, as the Father raised up the dead. Okay, God raised the dead. And He quickeneth them. Even so, the Son quickeneth whom He will. Now, this being made alive, and this is alive in the spirit realm. We're spiritually alive. You can be going through the worst crisis you've had in your life and still be alive, still be refreshed. This is what He wants us to do. He wants us to learn this. And this is that thing of the spirit. Mark was talking about this morning, you know, about the after and as such, you know, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Okay, this is not an experience. This is a lifestyle. We're going to believe Him to refresh us every day. Him. God does the quickening. And we have access to that through the work on the cross and the resurrection. Okay, while we're here, turn to chapter 6 of John. Chapter 6. And in verse 44, it says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. How's he going to do that? Going to be drawn by the Spirit, okay? I'm just throwing that in. Verse I want us to look at here is in verse 63. He says in verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Well, that's pretty point blank, isn't it? the flesh, the secular realm, your secular everyday life will gain you nothing. You know, even our works are not profitable for gaining favor with God, if I might put it that way. He wants us to do works, good works, because we need it, not because He needs it. And so He wants us to be motivated by His Spirit. It is the Spirit. It is in the Spirit realm. It is believing the Word. Believing the Word. Believing the Word. Many times we believe the Word of God, but we have some favorite verses we believe. You know, we may be great at believing healing. We may be great at believing spiritual gifts or whatever. But He wants us to believe the Word, just whatever He says. Can you, you know, you maybe have people in your life that you don't think they lie to you. You believe them. But when it comes to God, it's not just that, you know, that person that you believe, they may tell you something's not true, but they didn't intend to. You know, they really thought what they was telling you was true. But with God, it's true. It's true all the time. So He says, the Spirit quickeneth. Okay? The Spirit quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the Spirit quickens because the Word is a quickener. The Word brings life. We especially need this in the end times. In these days in which we live. Because this is one messed up world. And it's going to get very, very mixed up. It's going to be magnified in the mixed up state that the world is in. It's unbelievable how sideways thinking so much of the world is. Not just our country. It's not just the U.S. It's all over the world. And our world is changing, folks. Our world is changing. Many times I think, you know, as far as grandchildren, great-grandchildren growing up, you know, I think, wow, I always think of growing up in the day that I did. You know, because it's a whole different world now. And it's going to keep changing. And the deceiver, which Revelation tells us, there's a deceiver coming. And he deceives the whole world. And we have to be on guard against that. The guard that you have is the Word and the Spirit. Okay, the Word and the Spirit. And I urge you, I know I've said this many, 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 many times, you know, but I urge you to get yourself out of debt. Okay, get yourself out of debt. Because the enemy is going to use materialism to affect believers. And just stuff. You know, we can get so affected by stuff. And we don't need a lot of stuff. What we need is Him. We need His presence, His Spirit. Because as we strive to gain stuff, it leads to a discontentment because you never get enough stuff. Okay? It's kind of like they have a potato chip up in Pennsylvania that Mark and Laura always bring some down whenever they go up to Pennsylvania. And it's kind of a local thing up there, but often people say, well, you start on those, you can't eat them, you know, until they're all gone. Well, that's the way it is with materialism, is we never get enough. We never get enough. We think we'll be satisfied with something, but then we're not. And so the Holy Spirit teaches us, you know, to not get in that trap of we've got to have this. Well, we need to, as Paul said, be content in whatsoever state we're in. We really do. Because this world is not our home. We're just passing through here, folks. And so we need to be so mindful of that. And so he says, The words that I'm speaking to you, they are life, and they are spirit, and they are life. So, so important. I want us to go back to something. Go back to chapter 5 of John and where we were. We're going to close here. And let me see. Brother Mark, sure enough, 6:30. Right on, yeah. Yeah, my watch had stopped at about 6:30 last night because I was going to do something for Sister Workman. She had asked me to get some information for her, and so I took my watch off and put it in my pocket, and I said, I'll put my watch in my pocket so I'll remember to get that for you. And Brother Don, he asked, about, now, why did I put my watch in my pocket? Well, whenever I look for the time, oops, I need to get that information, Yes. And so I noticed this morning that that's when my watch stopped, is whenever I got that information and I sent it to her. And so, I got my watch out to put it back on, realize my watch had quit right at that time. And so this morning I told Mark, I said, man, I'm going to have to try and find me a battery or a watch or something. This is a really, 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 really different watch. I got it because a few years ago I subscribed to a magazine, and I got the watch along with that. And I just found the watch here a few months ago. I probably had it 4 or 5 years, and of course it still had the little sticker on the battery, and the thing worked, but it's been quitting once in a while, and I couldn't get it started. I turned the hands and all that, so I beat it on the desk back there and started working. Okay, so I told Mark, man, this thing's working, and had to do that a couple of times, and so he made comments, about when it quits again, that a good time, not a good time for it to quit would be, sometime after 7, someplace in there, and then it just stops. We go on, I go on and on and on and on. But maybe it's not. Anyhow. Okay, let's go back to where we were. Hallelujah. Okay, this is important here. It's really important. In verse 24 of chapter 5 of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is. And he doesn't mean that 60 minutes. He's talking about there's a time period coming. And he says it is. And he's talking about from that time of Christ until this takes place. When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, look at this, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And he hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he's the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. Excuse me. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. See, the power of the Spirit, that Spirit, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if He dwell in you, He will quicken your mortal body. He will quicken us even now, my friend, because the only way that we can be quickened is by the Word of God. You cannot be alive, you cannot be refreshed by stuff. You can't do it by stuff. You can't do it by you can go on a vacation. You know what happens if you go on a vacation, you have a really, 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 really good time, and you come back and you're exhausted. That's not going to give us lasting refreshing. We need that refreshing. And it is by the Spirit. Now, the Spirit comes by the Word, my friend. Jesus, He said, He is Spirit and He is life. He said, I've come that you might have life and that more abundantly. Now, folks, I'll remind you before we close here tonight, and those that are streaming in with us, life is going to get tough. It's going to get tough. Keep yourself in the fellowship of the saints. Stay in church. And I encourage those who are streaming with us tonight, okay, don't let streaming be a substitute for being in the house of God. You say, well, it's convenient. Convenience has very little to do with Christianity. Okay? We need to sow to the Spirit. And when you exercise any energy, so to speak, be it mental, physical, you exercise energy because you're a Christian and God will reward you for it. God will reward you. I was thinking today, this afternoon, when I was a little bitty feller, I wanted to go to church. And my mother, she was a nurse down at Evansville, and on Sunday morning, she would take me to Ebenezer Church. How many of you know where Ebenezer Church was? Down just north of Hatfield. Yeah, it was there. It's not now. Okay, and they didn't tear it down because of me having gone to it. It's just, you know, it was a time thing, you know. But even back then, you know, I wasn't even in elementary school yet, but I wanted to go. And even then, God started rewarding me spiritually. You sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap of the Spirit. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh. Now, God said that. God said that. So don't think, well, you know, I've been trying to do this, and I've been trying to do this, and I've been trying to serve God, and I don't know, I guess He forgot all about me. I don't think so. Because He will reward you in the spirit realm. You sow to the Spirit, and you shall reap of the Spirit. You shall reap of the Spirit. You shall reap of the Spirit. So I challenge you to do so. God wants us to seek Him. He says to us, Jesus says, He said, if you ask, He will give the Spirit to those that ask Him. Are you hearing me? He tells us in Luke 11. In fact, let's, Brother Jen, put up Luke 11:11, I think. And that's easy to remember, isn't it? And then I'm going to look really foolish when I find out that's not it. But Luke 11:11. Oh, it must not even be in the Bible. Okay. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will he give for a fish, give him a serpent? Okay, Brother Jim. Or if he asks for an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? Okay. But if ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of Him? So we need to ask Him. I challenge you. James, half-brother of Jesus, says, you don't have because you don't ask. Well, yeah, but He knows what I want. No, ask. 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 You're not going to make Jesus nervous by asking. We ask Him. Ask Him over and over and over. When you're praying, Lord, give me of your Spirit. I need your Spirit to direct my steps today, Lord. When you're praying for someone, say, God, give them your Spirit. I'm asking you to give my son of your Spirit. I'm asking you to give my friend of your Spirit, Lord. And Paul says he prayed in the stead of some of those that he wrote to. And so pray for your friends. The Lord would give of them His Spirit. So I challenge you to remember that. Those of you who are here and those who are streaming in, ask God to give you of His Spirit. And if you don't ask, okay, it's not going to be as effective. We need to ask because He loves for His children to ask. And He wants to do good things for you. Stand together with us. I want to encourage you again, pick up one of the little announcement sheets out front on one of the tables out there. Because it has some dates in it that you need, like for vacation Bible school and camp dates and some things coming up here in the immediate future.